Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the people of the right. Alhamdulillah. Well, praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. He is the one who has promised the people of the right with admittance into the paradise of bliss. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who has no partners. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Indeed, for the righteous with their Lord are the gardens of bliss, أيها المؤمنون. O believers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْنِي الْمُؤْمِنِ, that indeed on the day of resurrection Allah will bring a believer near to him. فَيَضَعُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَهُ, and so he will shelter him with his screen and ask him, وَيَسْتُرُهُ فَيَقُولُ, ask him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا, do you know such and such sins? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ أَيْ رَبِّي, and the person will consent and say, yes, my Lord. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to ask him until he confesses all of his sins. And so the person will, وَرَآ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ حَلَقُ, he will look in himself and think he is ruined and destroyed, until the response from Allah comes. قال سترتها عليك في الدنيا, I covered you and screened you with your sins in this world. وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم, and I will forgive them for you today. فيعطى كتاب حسناته بيمينه, and so he will be given the record or the book of his good deeds in his right hand. Brothers and sisters, in this manner, the believers who receive their deeds or the book of their deeds in their right hand will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will rejoice in the account that they were given, and they will be so elated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors how they would be elated by recording it in the Quran when he says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And as for he who was given the record in his right hand, he will be judged with an easy account, and he will return to his people in a state of happiness. And furthermore, the Quran notes how intense this happiness will be. From the intensity of such happiness, a person who receives his record in his right hand will say to those he meets, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا, here, read my record. In other words, it is as if the people of the right will be saying, here, read the record of my deeds, for in it is shown that I put forward good deeds and actions in this world that I did. So brothers and sisters, such a person will be in a state of utter contentment with what Allah has prepared for them, and be rejoicing in the recompense that they had for putting forward goodness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the great rewards and the recompense of the people of the right who receive their record in their right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ, the companions of the right. And who are the companions of the right? And what will be their status? فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْضُودٍ, they will be amongst lote trees with thorns removed. وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ, and trees layered with fruits. وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ, and shade extended. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ, and water poured out. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا, an abundant fruit. لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعًا, neither limited to a season nor forbidden. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعًا and upon beds raised high. So the Prophet ﷺ said about paradise and what it's given to them. He said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَجَرَةً يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبْ فِي ذِلِّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا يَقْطَعُهَا. Prophet ﷺ said, in paradise there will be a tree so big that in its shade a rider may travel for 100 years without being able to cross it. And if you wish, he said, اقرأوا إن شئتم وظل ممدود. If you wish, and he quoted this verse from the Quran, amongst which we just read, وظل ممدود, this idea that the shade will be extended. So this is a description of the tremendous shade that the believers, based on their good deeds, will attain to on the last day. The people of the right will enter paradise amongst the righteous from their families and their folk. And so they will be greeted by the angels who will give them the salutations of rida and contentment from their Lord. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, he says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Allah says that they will be in gardens of perpetual residence, and they will enter them with whomsoever were righteous amongst their fathers, their spouses, and their descendants. And the angels will enter upon them from every gate, saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you for what you patiently endured, and how great is your final abode. So how pure and blessed will be their abode and their abiding therein. And describing their life of bliss and they attain unto, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be in a beautiful, content life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَصْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Said they will be in a pleasant life, in an elevated garden, and the fruits to be picked will be hanging near, and they will be told, eat and drink in satisfaction for what you put forth in the days past. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those of the people of the right, that He make us, give us entry into paradise, that He bless us, and that we be from those who Allah, when He comes to describing the attribute of the people of the right in the Quran, He says that they were those who tawasaw bis-sabri wa tawasaw bil-marhama, ulaika ashabul maymana, that they are those who used to believe, alladhina amanu, and they used to encourage those to patience, and they used to encourage those to mercy and compassion. So one of the attributes, if you want to be those of the people of the right, we have to be people of mercy in our hearts. We have to be people of patience in our hearts. We have to be people who are always bringing about connection. And this is what, when one of the most beautiful hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ is saying that Ar-Rahimun Yarhamu Ar-Rahman, that the compassionate one has mercy upon those who are compassionate. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that Allah, who is the compassionate one, He has mercy, Ar-Rahman has mercy on those who are Ar-Rahimun, those who show mercy in this world. Irhamu ahlal ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. So you in turn show mercy to those who are on earth, and the one who's in heaven will show mercy upon you. So this beautiful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is letting us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the slave as he is with the people. And so we want to gain mercy, we should show mercy to others. And so this is one of the big sifa, one of the big attributes of the people of the right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from people of this great status and rank. May He make us from those who are merciful to those around us. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. With this, we ask forgiveness for ourselves and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. This khutbah has come to an end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.